You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Nature-sode.
It's a nature-sode. I like that, nature-sode. I'm Colleen Ballinger here with Eric Stecklin reporting from the nature.
That's me. We're outside.
We're outside trying to breathe.
Creek bed. Touching grass.
Well, not grass, more like
touching
rocks and spider webs.
Mossy rocks.
Yeah, so we decided to do an episode out in nature today. It's a bit windy, a little chilly, at least chilly for us in California.
Chilly 60.
It's probably like 65 degrees, honestly. But we thought we'd do a little episode outside and change it up a little bit. We need some fresh air. It's been a crazy week.
Yeah.
The twins turned three.
They did.
And
that's wild.
The election happened.
It did.
And that was something.
Your birthday's coming up.
There was a lot of fires, or is a lot of fires in California. And our my brother and sister-in-law and
guests.
Their six kids were evacuated. Mandatory evacuation was really scary.
It's not funny. I don't know why I laughed. I think I laughed at the thought of how many kids are in our house.
Yep. And so they're living with us right now, which has been so fun and hectic and chaotic. And then there's a lot of other things going on that it's just, life is just crazy right now.
It's like, you know, you've seen Home Alone, right? That's a movie you've seen. You know, like before they go to the airport, it's just like madness. And they're like rushing and they forget a kid, you know, like it feels like it's that all the time.
Yeah, we don't forget kids.
That's
but
the
like,
energy.
Yeah, no kids have been forgotten at home. But yeah, the energy is very chaotic. And so we were like, let's go outside today.
Yeah.
So we're at the creek. And we're going to do our relax episode here. We're not going to talk about the stressful things, unless you need to. Do you need to talk about it?
Well, my relax was going to be the month of November in general.
Okay.
I think that song, was it Wake Me Up When September Ends?
I don't know.
That Green Day song?
I don't know that.
Wake Me Up When September... It should be about Wake Me Up When November Ends.
Isn't there a song I go back to? Oh, it's December. Oh my God.
Long December. That Counting Crows song, is that about December or November?
But it's November's
easy
short.
To believe maybe this day will be better than the last.
I don't know. I like November fine. I think November's great.
Your birthday's in it, or the twins' birthday's in it. But there's just too many things. And also, because then there's Thanksgiving. And what else is going on? And it's like we put that all in this short month.
Yeah.
All that stuff?
Well, that's not everyone else's fault that the twins' birthday and my birthday is...
Well, it's my personal relax.
Well, you know what? I don't know that we should...
Christmas decorating?
...put too much stock into how you feel about certain months of the year, because my relax today is about Eric Stecklin.
This is so logical
to
me.
Stop. Wait, let me see my relax first before you... Talk over me, okay, child?
We're in nature. Let's be calm.
We are. We're going to be calm about
Let's
this.
Not
we're going to be calm about
tiff.
It. But you said we're not tiffing. There's no tiffing happening. You got your relax, and it's the month of November. And I'm about to see my relax, which is you don't get a say in what months should or shouldn't relax because you don't understand months.
I'm going to start calling you Tiffany because you love a tiff.
I don't love a tiff. Let me finish this.
All right.
Okay? So.
Get to it.
I think we've... touched on this in the past on the podcast, touched on it, but didn't elaborate. Maybe we did, but I don't think we did. I have a bad memory, so I'm sure everyone will correct me if I'm wrong. But last night, my family and I and Eric, we were all playing Guess Who. It was late at night, and we were playing a silly version of Guess Who, and we just started talking about lots of silly, fun things. Somehow, the conversation came up of how you view the months of the year in your head, which I know we've talked about on here before. Like, you know, if you see January, February, March, April, you see the whole calendar year in a vertical sense, in a circular sense, and how you see it in your head, how you envision it.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric says, well, September is the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And we all were flabbergasted. And
there wasn't
like,
one person on my side, was there?
No, because it's actually It's not okay. So like the debate we usually have, which is like what's the first day of the week, Sunday or Monday? That one, lots of people feel both ways that Sunday is, both can be argued. All right, realistically, it can be argued that Monday is the first day, and it can be argued that Sunday is the first day. Both can be argued and have good reasoning for why people believe both sides, I think. However, this one is bananas because there's no way he can explain it that it's justified to say that
he
says September is the beginning of the year.
September is the beginning of the year, and it feels very strange to me, and has always felt strange to me, that we did New Year's in the middle of the year.
This is my husband. I married him.
So
he believes
it has always felt weird to me, and I just assumed that everyone else felt this way because September is the beginning of the year. Because September is when you start school for 12 years of your life, the beginning of the formative years of your life and adolescence. Every year start September 1st, generally. So I know some schools start like late August. September 1st, and then that's the start of your year, a new chapter, a new grade or whatever. And then college also. So we're not just talking about 12 years. We're talking about 16 years, 20 years if you're a doctor or a lawyer.
Wait, whoa, a doctor, a lawyer, they don't start work in September?
No, I'm saying that's how many years they go to school.
Oh.
And school always starts in September.
It
and then
though.
They're
that's
like, in the middle of the year, we're going to take Christmas break in the middle of the year or a holiday break in the middle,
of the year.
And then we're going to do New Year's in the middle of the year
where the status quo has not changed.
We're just saying Happy New Year's for like, you know, a couple weeks to each other and just saying the calendar is now saying a new year. And we're doing it in the middle of the year.
Can you believe this is his real words that are real words coming out of his real mouth, out of his real brain?
Comment if you agree with me.
No.
And I can't wait to go look.
Listen, here's the deal. The school year, I understand why you feel that way, because in your childhood, the school year started in September. Oftentimes now it starts in August, honestly. It doesn't even start in September. Not many schools start in September.
But like late August.
Sure, but still. So September, I get that you would feel like,
August is a summer month.
The school year starts in September. But you have not been in school for a very long time. So you don't go by that school year anymore.
I have children that go to school.
Okay, but
guess when their school started?
August.
Late August. September 1st.
So, but this is the weird thing is that, like, I get that you feel like September is when school started. That's when a school year starts. But he was arguing that across the board, everything starts in September. Jobs, like school, everything for everyone starts in September. And that is...
I didn't say jobs.
You multiple times said jobs last night.
Well, if you're a teacher, yes.
That's the job that... But even that, teachers work in the summer too.
Or a professor. Well, they are setting up their classroom
so
and coming up with a syllabus.
I have to know. I was raging last night. We were all like screaming and laughing at this whole situation.
It makes you so mad that I have a belief that's different than yours. You can't.
That's not true.
What is it?
It does not make me mad that you
differ. Is it frustrating to you?
No, it makes me upset that you firmly believe something that is false. It's not that we believe different things. Sunday and Monday is we believe different things. Like you believe Sunday's the first day of the week. I believe Monday's the first day of the week. And we both have good reasons for why we believe those things.
But it's the opposite, actually.
What? I believe Sunday. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you for correcting me. I believe Sunday's the first day of the week. You believe Monday's the first day of the week. But this is just, it's literally incorrect. And he won't even say, like, I know that it's not true. But, like, for example.
I know that it's not true.
You didn't say that last night. Like, well, but I'm glad you're saying that.
I know there's a calendar that was established by John Adams, the Mayans, whoever, and that we follow that. So we say we're going to start a new year on January 1st.
Right.
In the middle of winter, in the middle of the year.
So you think that they created the calendar after they created school starting in September? So you think they created school starting in September, and then later they're like, well, let's decide now to make a calendar year.
Well, if we're doing New Year's on January 1st, mm-hmm. why isn't the first day of school on January 1st?
Because they want the best months to have off, the like fun summer months, is my assumption. They'd be like, well, they're not going to want to take a break during the winter. They're going to want to take
a
break.
What about in other countries when it's like, when seasons are different in different months?
Yeah, like in Australia, I think it's the only place where it's like polar opposite, right? Everywhere else, I don't know. Actually, that's really ignorant of me. I have no idea
the
climate
of
the rest of the world. But the point is that, like, you firmly believe that September is the beginning. So why don't you celebrate New Year's Day on, like, September 1st?
Well, I'm not, like, a crazy person.
Oh!
For me, you asked how I see it in my head, and how I see it in my head is, I think, linear, and I think it starts with September. That's how I see it in my head.
That's fine. I think that's fair to say that that's how you see it in your head.
What was I
but
just
you were arguing so hard last night that
well,
we were all wrong.
I was being attacked by you and three other of your family members.
Four
other, as if you were going to commit me to an institution against my will.
I thought about it, love.
Yeah.
I almost called the police.
Yeah.
No, it was, we had a lot of fun last night talking about that. We were laughing. Everyone was laughing really hard. But Eric was very adamantly defending that, like, everyone should believe that September is the first
month
of the year.
Well, to me, it seems logical. And you are so incensed by me having this thinking. It wasn't about, like, converting you to my side. I was just like, well, can you see it from my point of view? And I was saying it really politely and calmly. And I was like, can't you just logically see it from my point of view?
I believe you were flipping me off and you said thumbs out with both hands.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing from a football game that I saw.
Oh.
A Lions player got ejected from the game and he gave the finger to the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Fans did double fingers, both thumbs out. Mm. Now it's a t-shirt I want to get.
Does that make it stronger? Like if the thumbs are out?
I've always thumbed in on
middle finger. I think me too. I'm trying to do, yeah, my thumbs are always in.
So I think a thumbs out is
thumbs
like a little
like
extra.
Spider-Man-y to me. It feels like a little.
No, that'd be Spider-Man.
I know, but it feels a little like another version of a Spider-Man hand.
Yeah, I've always been.
Yeah.
I keep doing it over here thinking that it was not on camera.
I think it's fine if it's in. We're not going to blur your hand. It's fine. I'm not, by the way, if you're watching this episode, I'm not trying to lean away from Eric. We're literally on a slanted, massive rock. I'm trying to not fall
off. I know, and I'm facing
off.
Away from you, and I'm fidgeting. I'm uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable because I literally feel like, if I don't put my hand here, I will fall off. So, like, it's like I have to do this in order to stay on. So it's not that I'm, like, disgusted by you and trying to get away from you. It's okay. That I literally will fall off the rock if I don't sit like this.
It was hard to pick a rock to do this on.
Yeah.
There
we
wasn't
could try,
like
should
a...
we try to find a new location so we're a little more cozy? We can take a moment. Let's take a moment and we'll find a new spot.
Okay.
So much cozier this
better.
New location for us. I don't know if it looks worse for you. It kind of looks like we're in like a very dirty land, but so I feel like the only thing I can see is like dead roots being pulled up from the ground with spider webs, but I don't care. It's much more cozy sitting
it's
on
still
this rock.
Nature's.
Yeah. So anyway, Lovey.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you need to talk about? I had a little fun thing I wanted to talk about.
Oh, go for it.
So, I saw this fun little kind of trend thing on TikTok where people were asking their significant others, girls were asking their boyfriends, I'm going to be real. Girls were asking their boyfriends or their husbands what certain words meant that mostly girls use, boys don't use them as much.
Okay.
And the boys didn't know what these things were. But I feel like you would know what all these things are.
Why is that? Why?
Why do what?
Why would I know? Because I'm
No, because I feel
cultured.
Like you're, yeah, honestly. Okay, so first question is, what size do tampons come in?
All sizes.
Yeah, but can you name them?
Small, mm-hmm. medium, mm-hmm. large.
Yeah, sure.
And super.
And super? So small, medium, large, and super.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that final answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I wrong or right?
I don't know. What do you think? Should I tell you or should I not?
Oh, well, now I'm curious.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the
plus?
Tampon. Uh-huh. Yeah,
super,
plus is
super
good.
Super plus?
Yeah, that's good. That actually is. That okay. actually is one. There's one called Ultra.
Ultra plus.
Okay.
I've bought those before.
Yeah, you have, honestly. Okay, next one.
Well, was I right? Or was I wrong?
You're pretty much right. Okay. The smallest size is called light.
Light.
Mm-hmm. There's like light, and then there's...
That makes more sense, I guess.
There's like regular. It's like light, regular, and then super, super plus, ultra.
Because it's a... This is a technical question mm-hmm. that I don't understand. Is it representing flow mm-hmm. or size of...
I guess technically both, but flow more than anything else. Okay. But yeah, like it would be flow, I would say, more than size.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Anyway, okay. Moving on. Primer.
Primer. I feel like my rational mind would say that this is a makeup that you put on first.
Yeah, that's right. What does it do, though?
Like with a canvas, when you put on primer paint, mm-hmm. or when you paint things, mm-hmm. it sets your palette. It, like, you know, makes it. Does it make the other makeup you put on top of the primer stick better or
yeah,
stay?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I don't like primer. They say it like helps minimize pores and makes your makeup stay yeah. longer and protects your skin better and whatever. But
oh, okay.
I don't know what's true. I don't really use it.
Okay.
It just seems like an extra step to me.
Right.
French tip.
That's for your nails, right?
Yeah. What does
and
it look like?
It's like kind of clearish brown and then white at the end.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love that you listen and you know things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've had known people that have had that and that's what they call it. It's kind of memorable.
Yeah. Cat eye.
Sharp enough to kill a man.
Yes. My husband.
It's like you do the eyeliner like up.
Uh-huh. Kind
is
of,
that
yeah.
right?
Sort of, yeah. It's like you do a pointy eyeliner.
Yeah,
at the,
pointy eyeliner. At the,
you know all of them. I'm proud of you. Chicken cutlets.
Chicken cutlets. In what do you mean? Like not the food?
Not food, no.
Is that would be like, is this like a rubber thing you add to your brodge?
Shut up. My husband knows everything.
Yeah.
That's crazy. There's a bunch more and I couldn't remember them all, but yeah,
that's
I'm well, there was more, but most guys like didn't know any of them.
Didn't know any of those?
None.
Yeah.
Like, wild. I'm so impressed. That means that you listen and you pay attention when women speak, and I appreciate that about
you.
Yeah,
I listen to women.
Yeah. That's amazing. Okay. Anyway, that's what I wanted to ask you.
There was more, but we don't have service in the creek.
Yeah, there was more, but I can't pull it up because we don't have service in the creek, but that's okay, right?
Yeah, but that was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of those were just educated guesses.
Well, you did a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I do the same test for you?
Yes, of course. Oh, God, this will be horrible. If you ask me, like, different tools or sports things, it's over for me.
How many points is a touchdown?
Seven.
In football? No.
Six, but what, you get an extra point if you put kick a thingy in it.
Oh, what's that called?
A football kick.
Mm-hmm.
Extra a punt.
Point. Extra
is
point.
Is it punt?
No. What is a punt?
When you kick it, the ball,
uh-huh.
into the goal.
No.
I don't know. What's it called?
But it's called a field goal if you kick it into the goal.
Oh. What's that extra point called, though?
Extra point.
That's it? They don't have a cool name for it?
No.
It's just extra point?
No.
It's not very exciting.
And punt is when you don't get it in how many downs?
I remember seeing
you can opt to punt the ball to the other team if you don't get it on what down, let's say.
I remember the number 16 a lot. You were yelling.
On down 16.
Well, you were just saying, oh, some of us have won in a 16 down again, guys. Last night. And
I was saying third and 16.
Third and 16 down, guys, again. What's going on?
Yeah, another third and 16. What's happening?
So I just remember the number 16.
No.
I don't like that number.
Well, how many downs in football do you get to get a first down?
42.
No, how many downs? How long is a football field?
42.
42 what?
Yards. I have literally zero idea.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea.
Name the nine positions in baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Hitter, catcher, thrower.
Yeah. What's the thrower's position called?
Pitcher. Pitcher, uh-huh. pitcher. Pitcher, first baseman, second baseman, third baseman, mm-hmm. home runman. There's the outfield and the infield.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm getting these, honestly.
Yeah, there's outfield, yeah.
And
middle, center, and right.
And there's a catcher.
And if you hit a home run with the bases loaded, what's it called?
A grand slam. And the Dodgers did that, didn't they?
They did. They had a walk-off grand slam.
And is that first time they've ever done that in the World Series?
First time that's ever happened in a World Series.
See, I know sports.
Go Dodgers. If your car has a little yellow light that comes on that looks like this with like mm-hmm. a thing in the middle.
Your washer fluid's low.
Yeah. And then what do you do when it's low?
Tell you or ignore it. ignore it for a very long time.
I think in your car there has not been washer fluid for...
My car? It's my car now?
It's the one you primarily have driven.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could think of some good ones. Hold on. What's the saying when you put drywall in the place it needs to go?
Drywalling.
How do you put it?
How do you put it?
Yeah.
With there's like goop and like a scraper.
Yes, I mean.
My grandpa was a drywaller.
What's it called? Hanging drywall.
Hanging drywall. Yes, I've heard that before. My grandpa used to do that a lot.
Uh-huh.
I think he did it for a job.
What kind of saw would you use to cut things on a flat surface?
A blade saw.
A blade saw.
Was that right?
No.
Oh.
It would be a table saw.
A table saw. Okay.
What kind of saw would you use if it's like a just gave it away.
A circle saw.
Yeah, no, a circular saw. What about one that's handheld and it just has a little thing and it just goes... What is that saw called?
Wait, what?
It's a handheld saw. Has a thin little blade that goes up and down and you use it to like cut around plywood. You can use it. It's good for like cutting angles and things.
That sounds interesting. Is that a drill saw?
No.
Drill bit?
Think about like...
A hammerhead
Think about like a puzzle.
A puzzle saw?
No.
Jigsaw?
Jigsaw.
Jiggity jig.
Okay.
I've never heard that before.
What is the kind of wrench that has a little like adjuster? It has like a twisty thing?
Monkey wrench.
No.
what's it called? A wrench. A squeezy wrench.
Squeezy wrench. I like that.
A twisty squeezy one.
Uh-huh.
The one with the clamp.
Yeah.
The clampy mouth wrench. Looks like his mouth's like... Opens and closes?
Crescent wrench.
That's a dumb name. Okay. I don't like it.
What about the ones where it's like it has like a, this is still a wrench.
Okay.
And it has like the little, you can put on different things on the end of it that are kind of round and they go around the bolt.
What are those called? Nuts. They're nuts.
Nut wrench?
Aren't they called nuts, those things? Aren't they?
You can call the bolts nuts, sure.
Nut wrench, hatchet wrench, a pocket wrench. I'm guessing. I don't know. What is it called?
Socket wrench.
I knew it was something. It. Mm-hmm. Socket, hatchet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I already forgot what you said it was.
Yeah. Okay. When you open a package from Amazon and then you discard the box, where does the box go?
On the ground, and then you put it away.
Uh huh. Do you know where it goes?
The recycling.
Oh, I didn't. It's good. To know that you know that.
Well, yeah. I break
for
it
some
down.
Reason thought that you didn't know that.
Do you know where when you empty a box or container of any food in the fridge, in the pantry?
Uh-huh. Goes back in the fridge or pantry.
Yeah. You put the empty containers back in. So like empty cereal box, empty granola bar box, empty packaging
and when you,
for yogurt.
When you use eggs, the shells go back in the
and then,
container
and then, when
and
you
then
use
back
them
in the
all,
fridge.
When you use all dozen eggs and it's just broken,
there's one
goopy
in there.
Eggs. No. and you put the whole container back in the fridge.
There's one in there.
Yeah, so I'll keep leaving my cardboard box remnants on the ground.
I was making eggs for 8 children.
Well,
at 7 a.m. is a lot.
And you've been doing that since I met you?
No, just the other day.
Yeah, so I will put my recycling boxes from Amazon in the recycling.
It was just a dumb joke.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I could think of so many more things, just not right now, I guess.
I know. Same. Our brains aren't really working.
My brain is tired.
But you know what? It is helpful to be outside. And actually, like, this is, I think, the first time you and I have talked to each other in silence.
Yeah.
In a very, like, long time. Since last time we recorded a podcast, I guess.
I would say yes.
Yeah, because even last night we went to dinner, but it was like a loud restaurant-y bar place, and we were both so stressed out and tired and...
Broken.
And sobbing. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. So it is kind of... I kind of wish that we were just sitting here in complete silence. Actually, that sounds horrible.
I keep taking like deep breaths.
Yeah. Did you know... Okay, I was wrapping the twins' birthday presents.
I don't know why you thought you were just going to keep saying you were rapping like a song.
I could, if you need me to. I was wrapping the twins' presents, and Eric had gotten them a Miss Rachel toy, because when they were little, they loved Miss Rachel, like really little.
Uh-huh.
And so he got them a Miss Rachel doll, and when you squeeze her hand, she says things. And so I was like wrapping. I was like, I don't know what she says. And the first squeeze is like, oh, hi. You know how she says like that. And then I squeeze it again. It was like, let's take a deep breath. And I did it with her, and I was like, almost cried.
Oh, yeah.
I almost burst into tears. I was like, thank you, Miss Rachel. Yeah. I needed that. I'm going to cry right now. No joke. But she was like, smell the flowers. And then you breathe in, and she goes, and blow out the candles. And you blow out. And I was like weeping.
Yeah, I can totally see that. It's a fragile state
that
we are in as human beings.
I know.
It's funny. I don't think they even remembered who Miss Rachel was.
They did, but they were like, why'd you get me this 2 years later? I think was well,
I guess it took her a while to get her
it did. Well,
her merch on the
I
shelves.
I remember when the kids were little and trying to find Miss Rachel merch, and there wasn't any. And I was like, why doesn't she have any? I think she was waiting for like a really great collaboration.
Well, I think that was like the beginning of her.
Yeah, maybe. She was around when Flynn was little too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Well, yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
From what I remember, Flynn watched her too, but maybe I'm wrong. But I don't know. She never had merch when our kids were really watching her a lot. They still watch her sometimes, but like not really.
You know who didn't sleep on that was Blippi. Blippi was like immediately.
Blippi was like I will make multiples of me.
Yeah, yeah, and the merch. It was
the merch is
like,
everywhere. Like Blippi merch is crazy everywhere. Yeah, Flynn was never super into Blippi, but the twins loved Blippi for a minute.
They did. Yeah, the song. Some of the songs are total bangers.
You sound fun for them.
It's funny when you kind of have to listen to kids' music because the kids like kid music. And it, like, it's funny experiment on how like any music, it just like will grow on you if you listen to it enough, I feel.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm a huge fan of the Blippi stuff. I think the Trek Tunes has some bangers.
Right.
And then you know who I actually really like?
Hot Wheels has an album.
I'm not a fan of Hot Wheels.
A punk rock album.
I am not a fan.
Flynn calls it rock and roll, and we bump it.
That is one of my least favorite things they ask for. That and the Monster Jam music. I'm like, no.
I like the Perry Grip stuff.
Perry Grip is probably my favorite kids' music.
But the songs are like all 30 seconds long.
They're all so short. But they're so good.
They're funny.
His songs are great. And then the other one, you know what I like? And you're going to viciously disagree with me. Like,
sure.
Danny Go. I think his music slaps.
Danny Go. I feel like...
Like, his music is good.
Yeah.
Do the wiggle dance.
If you don't have young children with access to YouTube or whatever, then you probably don't know what the hell we're talking about. But look up a Danny Go video, even if you're like, don't have kids
video, though,
or
not
whatever.
Like, he does a lot of like exercise type running around, getting kids to exercise videos. Music videos is what I'm talking about.
He's not like Mr. Rogers to me. I'm not saying anything suspicious, but I'm just like, you know what I mean? I want to like...
Oh, a Blippi is?
I know, and certainly not. But I'm just saying some of these people, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Good for them.
We love Miss Rachel so much. I think Miss Rachel is a magical angel fairy. I love her.
Yeah.
I think she's glorious.
Yeah.
She was always my favorite that they wanted to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, Danny Go music.
Check it out.
Freaking Wesley... gets his groove on. He loves that music. He knows all. He dances along, and he just like shakes it. Like he's like, yes, I'm into it.
Look up Breakfast Burrito by Perry Grip.
That one's great. Or the Turtle one's great.
Yeah.
Anyway,
a Potato Dog.
Oh, that's their favorite. Potato Dog.
Potato
the twins
Dog.
Love Potato
we,
Dog.
We dance a lot to that in our house.
That's a great song.
So yeah, add that to your playlist.
Oh, Potato Dog, what a lovely little dog. Well, you look like a potato. Oh, potato dog, how I love you.
This is all we listen to. I don't know. Like, at some point, I'm going to be like, hey, guys, this is the cool music that I listened to growing up.
I show them Taylor Swift. They like Calm Down. They love
they get a heavy dose of like female pop stars, sure, but like I'm not like, hey guys, like listen to this like
Beatles.
Listen to this Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska album. You
they
know
love
what I
Octopus
mean? Like,
Garden though. They love Octopus's Garden by the Beatles.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I want them to listen to like Otis Redding one day.
Okay. Well just put it on.
Sam Cooke and be like, this is
just put it on.
This is the ish, guys.
Wesley will love it. Wesley just loves music. He loves anything that he can dance to. He's down. Like you can literally just be like, "Yes,
try
Wesley,
a little
go.
Tenderness." I feel like they'd love "Try a Little Tenderness." Do you know that song?
How does it go?
It has a really good build. I'm not gonna sing it.
Sing it. No. Sing to me. Serenade me in the creek.
Try a little tenderness.
I don't know how it goes. Can you for real sing?
Just... Well, it starts with the horns.
Okay.
So. Oh, she made me weary. Young girls, hey, do get we? I can't. It's like
I don't know.
He's the best singer of all time. I can't do it. You don't know? Try a little tenderness.
I don't think so.
It's a great song.
Oh, I don't know it.
But yeah, we should have that. We should have like a soul funk dance party night.
They'll just be screaming at us to put on like a monster truck
like,
song.
Yeah, why is this song not about a potato dog?
Maisie likes ballerina music right now too. She just likes cute little ballerina songs to spin around to.
It's funny, if they like a thing, they're like, can you look up songs about the thing? So Flynn's mm-hmm. like, can you play octopus songs? That's how we've...
Can you play a song about a moray eel?
Right, yeah, yeah, he asked for that the other day because he's obsessed with moray eels at the moment. And Wesley, of course, monster truck songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Maisie's like been like ballerina songs, and it's you just have to like open Spotify and search ballerina and hope that there's a song with the lyrics ballerina.
Flynn's always...
Tiny Dancer?
Oh, that's a good one. We should play that for them when we get home.
Ballerina.
Yeah.
You must have seen...
Oh my God, we got to play that for him.
Why didn't we think
of
that?
We got to do that. Also, Flynn's requests are always so bizarre, and there's never songs that have to do with that. So when, but I always look just in case some.
And then there are.
Well, there are, but not like there's sometimes I'll look something up, like you know.
There's a lot of octopus songs.
There's a lot of octopus songs which are great.
Not
we
a lot
know
of
them
more
all.
Eel songs.
And like cuttlefish songs, and it'll be like some very bizarre indie artist whose
instrumental
name is like Cuttlefish in the Sky or something, and it's like you'll find like the weirdest. Like I did look up moray eel, and I think there was something that had moray eel in the title, but it was like the weirdest, creepiest music I'd ever heard in my life. I was like, we're not listening to this, buddy, and I had to turn it off. So I have come across some very strange songs.
It's opened up a whole new world of musical genres to us.
I don't know how we got on this topic, but
I don't know,
I'm into it. All right, guys, we got to get back home to our kids, but thank you so much for just being listeners and listening to our podcast and yeah. being a part of our little family, and also just for letting us be able to do stuff like this, like coming to the creek with us to have a breath. It's like comforting to know that like today we were like, oh, we kind of just want to be outside, and knowing like, oh, let's do the podcast outside. Let's go do that. And you know, I don't know. We're very grateful for all the people who support and listen. You guys are great. So thank you so much. And I do feel better after just sitting outside for a minute on a rock.
Maybe you're listening to this on a rock. Maybe you went for a walk.
On a rock?
And you took us and
you
like,
listened to us talk.
By a creek and is this the rap that we were talking about before?
I'm about to do a rap. Thanks for the lead in, love. No, but you know, that reminded me of another song that's great by, what's that freaking guy's name? I don't remember the artist's name. You'll remember it. I'm a little lizard. Sending on
Nick Cope.
Standing on a rock because the sun is too hot. Standing on a rock because the sun is too hot.
I'm a little lizard and I'm standing on a rock. He's British. That's why I'm singing
great.
With an accent. Right.
And there's one song about the baby's done a poo. The
that's
baby's
a good one.
Done a poo. That one's so good. I'm just like recommending children's music. But he's great. I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's another one I love.
Yeah,
anyway, sorry. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Thanks for joining us at the creek today. And take a deep breath. Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We keep hearing things. It's like starting to get dark.
I know.
We're at a water source.
I know.
In like the wilderness.
Yeah, we got to cut this one short and go home. So we're going to go. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Leave comments for us to read next week.
About how you agree with me that the year starts
in
September.
Oh, my God. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.